You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
And we will start this hour with just a little bit of breaking traffic news that Sue would like to share as we get rolling. We got Sue's news coming up here in just a few minutes. What do you got going? A dump truck that overturned, I understand.
Yeah, into a pond.
Uh-oh.
At Strecker at Kerr's Mill, and they're going to close down the road. So I pulled up the map to see, and sure enough, there's just a little pond, and somehow this person managed to overturn. So if you're in that area, they're going to close down the road.
That doesn't sound good.
No, that's right? Not a good day.
No, I don't think it is. We have Sue's news coming up, as I mentioned, then Franny Block. The story that's in the Free Press is just bizarre, and I want to kind of preview it a little bit. Franny, I think, wrote about this guy, Pat McGonigal, months ago, and he was a guy that was a hostage negotiator. He had trained a lot of other agents. He was deployed to war zones, but he started this investigation into an online cult that's really, really bizarre. And the ideology is called 764. It's like a neo-Nazi group grounded in nihilism and what she describes as a perverse form of social Darwinism, which encourages vulnerable young kids to release sexually explicit material, hurt themselves, and even die by suicide. The reason this is important is because McGonigal was really, really affected by his investigation. He had to watch a video of a 13-year-old kid committing suicide multiple times to try to figure some things out. But what Franny did, because that interview with this guy was done earlier this year, Franny picked up the phone and called him in the aftermath of the shooting in Minneapolis, because this is an ideology that particular shooter apparently ascribed to. So that's coming up here at 4:30. Now, let's talk about something a little bit more fun than that. Sorry, that's kind of a bummer. You know this guy, right? Of course, Dean Winters.
I'm a teenage girl. My BFF Becky texts and says she's kissed Johnny.
That's mayhem. Sue, yes. Did you ever watch the show Oz? You ever watch that?
No.
Oh, that's such a great show. I think it was an HBO show back in the day.
Yeah, it was really good.
And Law & Order, he was in, I think he played the dead brother in Rescue Me or something like that? I think he was in Rescue Me. I can't remember which character. Anyway, they did this thing in the Wall Street Journal. I think they may be doing it with other actors as well. And this guy fascinates me because I've said this before. I think I said it in the last hour. I'd love to see the pay stubs from all of the acting gigs that he's had and then just compare and contrast that, Sue, to the paycheck he gets on a regular basis from Allstate, because this has been one of the most...
Seriously.
I mean, really, let's go 20 years from now and they're talking about some of the most effective and unique ad campaigns of all time. I think this would be put up there in the modern era as one of the the best. So he wrote this piece in the journal as kind of like a first-person account of his life. And I'll skip over it a little bit because we don't have time to do it all. But he goes, I had a crush on my fourth-grade teacher, Mrs. Garrison, when I was 9. She introduced me to poetry and other forms of creativity. He says, I knew she liked to golf and her birthday was coming up, so I went to a nearby golf course to collect stray balls in the woods as a gift. He's 9 years old at the time. Right?
Climbing, that's adorable.
I know, right? Climbing to the top of a snow fence, I fell 6 feet, landing hard on my stomach on a rock. One hand had been stuck in my vest pocket. So he says he stumbled into a sand trap before throwing up and grasping for air. Fortunately, his dad was there, and he had 3 broken ribs and had torn his spleen, and it had to be removed. And that kind of comes into play later when he has some other health issues. He was doing all of that for love. And I guess he even goes back further than that. Well, crush, not really love. I guess he had a crush on the teacher. When he lived on the east side of New York in the late 1960s, he said I was accident prone and routinely would wind up in the emergency room. So maybe there was something. Mayhem was always in his future, right?
Exactly. What's his name again? I got to look him up.
Dean Winters is the actor's name. I mean, it's one of those faces that everybody knows, but you might not know his name. So he said, this goes back to the thing at 9 years old. He goes, growing up, I could live without my spleen, but I had to manage its loss with vaccination shots every 3 years. So from age 11 to 13, he says, I loved acting in plays at a nearby arts educational program. So then his dad switches jobs. He moves. It looks like theater is out. He hated high school. He starts to box a little bit. And then he's at Colorado College, and he majors in English and minored in art history. And he was in Florence in London on an exchange program for 10 months. He moves in with his parents, who had been back then. They go back out east to Greenwich, Connecticut. So in this piece, he says, look, I was lost and I was miserable. I told my college roommate, who by then was living in L.A., you know, I don't know what the hell I'm doing with my life. The L.A. guy says, come out, move in with me. And then I guess they get into a Honda Civic with his brother in his pajamas, and he drops his brother off at Kansas City still in his pajamas, and he continues on to L.A. He's doing, you know, odd jobs. And then he's got a roommate that goes to Hong Kong to do some sort of project, and I guess Dean's not doing very much at the time, and the roommate invites him along. So he's there, and he gets position offered to him in the world of PR. And he says, well, I want to think him over. I go out for a drink, right? So he's at a bar, and a hand is on his shoulder at the bar. This is where it gets really interesting. It was a female martial arts actor. She took me to the set of a kung fu movie where producers needed American extras. Huh. I acted, and a male model urged me to stay in Hong Kong and shoot ads. He introduced me to his agent. So Dean Winters says, then I auditioned for a major luggage campaign and I was hired. Within weeks, my face was everywhere in Hong Kong. He said, I stayed for nearly 6 months. After 2 more years of global modeling, he moves back to New York. So he's 27 years old at the time. And his friend drags him to see his acting coach, a guy by the name of William Esper, who then becomes sort of his, you know, go-to creative father. And he's in a 2-year program. He meets a guy named Tom Fontana. Tom Fontana has a show called Homicide. Remember that?
Yeah.
Great movie. Casts him in that. Then he writes a main part character for him. This was his big break in Oz, which I'd love to go back. Oz is one of those that's set in a prison. Yeah. I'd love to go back and see. It's hardcore, really
it's,
good
it's
show.
It's pretty hard, yeah.
So he played Frank O'Reilly in that.
Wait, wasn't he in 30 Rock?
Ooh, I don't know about
Liz
that.
Liz Lemon's he might have been interest.
Look, he's been in so many different things. But so I guess,
yes,
let me go back.
He was.
Okay.
I just found it. He was Liz's boyfriend for quite some time, and it kept showing up. It was really funny.
In 2009, remember, he doesn't have the spleen, right? So he's got to get different vaccination shots. He says that a nurse forgot to give him his vaccination shots. He's in the back of an ambulance in Manhattan in septic shock. He says, I was clinically dead for 4 minutes and 48 seconds before reaching the hospital. 2 days later, he's in the ICU. He spends 6 weeks there plus 4 weeks at a rehab center. He says, the next year after I recovered, I was cast as Mayhem in the ad campaign. He says the first ad aired a year to the day after he basically was dead. Whoa. How crazy is that? And then he even goes into, like, he lives in a two-bedroom open-plan loft on the top floor of a building in Manhattan in Tribeca. He says, on the first day of shooting the Allstate campaign ad at the South Street Seaport in New York, this is in 2010, so he's been doing this now for 15 years. He says, Dad walked onto the set. He was in awe. We could see the Wall Street building where I went to work with him as a kid. He was so proud and finally realized that I had become who I should have been all along. So it's a pretty cool story. I guess he likes to play part-time DJ. He's got a DJ booth plus a fire pit up on his apartment. He goes, I've been DJing for about 30 years. I only do it for myself in private. I'll mix opera with house and country. It's fun and a creative outlet for me. So kind of an interesting little Q&A with Dean Winters. And I didn't know anything about the guy except that we all know him from the Mayhem ad and that he's been in some of these shows like Sue mentioned. And I remember Rescue Me and Oz. And that might give me the inspiration to go back and watch Oz because I've been looking for something. And it was a long time ago when that show was out. But there you go. You get to know Dean Winters just a little bit more, who will be Mayhem for the uncertain future. And he's doing quite well on it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Thanks. Missed our conversation with Frank Cusimano yesterday. He is going to be here a little bit later this hour. We'll talk some sports, some NFL football, some college football, some baseball. I watched, Sue, I don't know about you, I watched a lot of U.S. Open tennis over the weekend. Did you do that?
Oh my God. You know what I try? I was going back and forth between places, so I listened to it on the radio, which I might say is not quite as great.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of good matches. Osaka smoked Coco Gauff, though. Coco did not look so very good. I was expecting that to be a little bit better match yesterday afternoon. But I like watching it. They do a good job kind of going back and forth between the good matches and the ones that are tight. And, you know, a great team of Chrissy Everett and John McEnroe and the rest that do the coverage. Yeah.
Did you hear about that story that went viral of a...
Oh, it's
someone...
It's coming up.
Okay,
it's
great. I'll hold it.
Yep.
Zip it. There we go. Let's just do Sue's News, and we'll figure it out from there. Right, here we go.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, happy National Blueberry Popsicle Day. which is extremely specific, but I do love a blueberry. So I say celebrate.
I don't happen to have one. Until American women can't get blueberries for their smoothies.
That's one of our favorites from the spring. That was like when all the tariff stuff was ramped. Man, and those protests, those blueberry protests, you would admit, Sue, they happen every weekend in American cities. That's one of the issues with the crime problem. They just can't get those women, you know, protesting the blueberries in a nonviolent way.
Well, and possibly more importantly, well, it's not even possible. It just is. It's also National VJ Day, and that means 80 years ago, in 1945, Japan formally surrendered by signing the documents, officially ending World War II. Apparently on August 15th, they called it, but they didn't sign the documents until today, 80 years ago.
And I'm Fred, what did you do, Fred?
You should have seen Mark's face trying to figure out what
VJ,
you said.
VJ, like video jock?
VJ, or what?
Then,
nope,
then you said 80 nope. years. I'm like, wait a second. I don't think MTV goes back that far. So
nope.
I screwed up my history there for just a second.
It's a victory in Japan.
Yes, that makes a little bit more sense with the time frame involved.
Fred, I've got one for you. Fred, as we know, is the Gilligan's Island fan to beat all Gilligan's Island fans. And unfortunately, this is a sad one, but it was 20 years ago today in 2005 when Bob Denver passed away at the age of 70. I didn't realize he was only 70. He,
young.
Of course, was Gilligan on Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, he was great.
How much stuff do you have Gilligan's Island wise?
Just a lot of books about Gilligan's Island. He was a really good guest when we had him on KMOX. We had
he was?
Yeah, he was fun. He was, and he always stayed thin.
Did you have him in studio?
Well, we did a remote.
Oh, okay.
At the Cardinals, and he was like at some event.
Nice.
At the Cardinals. So, yeah, he was a lot of fun in person.
Yeah, that is
good.
Young.
I'm glad.
And then will we only have Tina Louise alive? Is that it?
I think there's only one. Yeah.
Of all of them. It's a shame. It's Telephone Tuesday, by the way, when businesses supposedly get the most phone calls all year. It's because everything's open again after the long weekend. And also, people start planning for the holidays today.
I believe it. Yeah, well, look, my wife
holidays?
And daughter, I have no idea what's going on, but here's the thing, what happened yesterday. They leave, they go to Target. They're seemingly there for like 3 hours. I have no idea why that takes so long. My daughter's there with a friend, and she's buying Halloween stuff already.
Oh.
Now, you know as well as I do, you can go into Lowe's right now, and I bet they'd have Christmas stuff up because they ship from Halloween very quickly into Christmas. So, but you know, I know people that get all their Christmas shopping done by, you know, around this time. I think it's insane, but yeah, it would not surprise me. I'm already getting emails from, you know, I have this lighting company that does the lights on the top of my house, and they kill me because I love this company, by the way, Santa's Elves, but they offer you a discount if you pay by like September 10th or something like that. Well, then they go up on the house. Remember what happened last year? They put them on the damn house right around Halloween because this is a smaller company. And if they don't do that, they can't get them all on the houses. So I end up having my lights on and I don't turn them on from like Halloween until the second or third week of January. That's half the year.
You know, I see more and more people just putting theirs up professionally and leaving them, and then they just flip them on. Well,
I think I've noticed that too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's a thing.
It might be.
That is not in my world. Fred, do you put yours up?
We have a simple strand. Yes, we put them up.
That's fair. A simple
strand.
It's
either orange or black. Maybe it's a combined.
You mean for Halloween.
For Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for Halloween.
Yeah, I saw a Halloween display at Deerberg's probably a month ago. So, yeah, they're really ready. Well, they say it's harder and harder to talk to a human, by the way, if it is Telephone Tuesday, even at many small businesses. And it's an unwelcome change. Well, no kidding. I feel like it's been that way for years, but it has gotten worse. In a recent poll, 62% of customers prefer human interactions over automated. How is it 62? Everybody prefers an actual person. And 77% believe a phone call is the best, most efficient way to get an answer. Well, it used to be if you can get a person. Other than that, you just go, wait, one, oh, does that take me back to the menu? And then you just hit 000, hoping the operator will come. But maybe that's just me.
No, that's not just you.
I'm like, get me up.
Give me a... Yeah.
You know, if you had a montage of all the people that just... Because what you did there, I do too. You scream into the phone, customer service!
Yes,
and you know, then I usually cuss and say something. It doesn't do any good whatsoever. It doesn't get someone on the phone quicker. And then if you do get someone on the phone, there's the added challenge of understanding what the person that's
correct.
In Mumbai is saying, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's all true. All right. Here are a few things we can look forward to in September. We always do this at the beginning of the month. In sports, the NFL season kicks off this Thursday.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Eagles hosting the Cowboys. Ugh, can't stand the Cowboys. Then the Chiefs and the Chargers. Thank you, Fred.
That's me,
that's
actually.
Oh,
thank you.
I took control of it there.
Thank you. And then the Chiefs and the Chargers play in Brazil on Friday.
Right, right.
And a lot of college football this month. The U.S. Open of Tennis runs through Sunday. Golf's Ryder Cup starts on the 26th. Now, they've got Spinal Tap 2 coming out in theaters on September 12th. I never saw the first one.
What?
But you as men, I assume, have seen that, loved it, yes.
It's been a while, but
I saw the previews for 2 over the weekend when we went to see the Jaws, you know, when they did.
Oh, yeah,
Jaws.
How was that,
that was
Fred?
Really good. But now the Jaws was great. But the previews for Spinal Tap 2 are pretty funny.
So there's this.
Are they really?
You know, I was very fortunate when I was younger and older to be backstage for a lot of concerts. And one of my favorite scenes in Spinal Tap is when they're trying to find the stage and they can't do it. And let me tell you, there's that exists out there. You know, you take a wrong turn behind a stage and then you end up in a corner or something like that. But this will be interesting to see if it holds up, right? Because who's the crowd for that, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, I assume the same one who saw it the first time.
Yeah.
Only
I can't believe you've never seen that, though.
No, I
haven't. A mockumentary, as they say.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
a mockumentary. Pretty good stuff.
Well, a ton of big shows on the way this month. NCIS, Tony and Ziva is coming out on Thursday. But the new season of The Great British Bake Off hits Netflix on Friday. That's what I'm really excited about. And Only Murders in the Building is back next Tuesday. All right, I was going to talk about the Fred story. Let me see, the one he was almost going to get. Okay, here it is. The Polish CEO who became a villain by grabbing a hat that a tennis pro was trying to give to a kid at the U.S. Open had to come out and apologize, and he called it a, quote, serious mistake. He claims he thought the player was giving the hat to him, Peter Snyinyi. Thank you. Whose name actually does kind of sound like a Bond villain, grabbed the hat that tennis star Camille Majszak was trying to hand to the boy and took off with it. He says, quote, I would like to unequivocally apologize to the boy who was harmed, his family, as well as all the fans and the player himself. I mean, have you seen the video?
Yeah,
Fred?
I've seen
Did
the
you
video.
See it? You saw it, Mark?
It didn't look like an accident. No, it looked
no, he grabbed
knew exactly
it.
What he was doing. Right.
Yeah, he did. And a pancake soup recipe from 1975 is going viral. You make pancakes, cut them into strips, then put them into an actual broth made from bouillon cubes and water. This sounds so disgusting to me. Thank you. It's another reason not to get TikTok. It's actually an old German dish called Flattelsuppe. I couldn't really tell you.
I like your pronunciation. No matter
Thanks.
What the real pronunciation is, I like yours.
Thank you. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. And I did not know this. Elton John's song, Philadelphia Freedom, was written as a favor to his friend Billie Jean King because she was on a pro tennis team called the Philadelphia Freedoms.
Yeah.
Now, the team only lasted for one season, but that is the whole reason for the song Philadelphia Freedom.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
That is a random fact. And I think if you go back, by the way, that was the song when I was 8 or 9 years old that hooked me to Elton John. That and Someone Save My Life Tonight. I love both of those. But that's interesting. Great random fact. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll do it again tomorrow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Frank Cusimano coming up here in about 15 minutes. We usually wrap up the weekend of sports with him on a Monday because of the holiday. He is going to slide in here in just a few minutes. In the next hour, got to think about this just a little bit. Oh, yeah, Dwayne Patterson, our friend from hotair.com. And there's a real interesting piece from a journalist in Wisconsin on some of the trans stuff out there. And we're going to get Brooke on the air. Brooke Branchin is her name at 5:32. So, you know, I a little bit earlier this afternoon talked slightly, just a little bit, about the shooting in Minnesota. You know, sometimes these things happen, they're big stories, and then they go away, and we don't hear much about what happened. And I think there's still some questions, certainly, about the mother and the father. It's interesting, Andy Ngo, who's been out there, he's very, very popular on the interwebs, wrote an entire piece kind of defending the mom of the shooter, because apparently she was getting a lot of blame online that maybe was not deserved. I can get into that just a little bit as well. But Franny Block is with us from the Free Press and wrote something that was a follow-up to another piece that was in the FP earlier this year. She joins us. This is related to the shooting in Minneapolis. Hello, Franny. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
So you introduced us to a guy by the name of Pat McGonigal, but this is a Q&A that you did with him in the aftermath of what happened last week. But he was part of a different story that the Free Press did earlier this year, right?
Correct. So Pat McGonigal, he's a former FBI agent, and he actually retired from the force a few years ago because a case that he investigated was so difficult, it brought him to a mental health breaking point. And the case had to do with this satanic online cult called 764. And so that's really where Pat's done everything you can imagine in the FBI. He served overseas. He's worked on anti-terrorism work. But this is really the case that broke him. And it's because of how evil this ideology is.
Yeah. So in one of the things that you mentioned, I can't even imagine, you know, watching this one time. And I'll set it up this way. I'll frame it this way. One time I'm on vacation in Wisconsin and I'm at a rental home, and two doors away from where I'm staying, I see a cop car and I hear this shriek, Franny, that is still with me until this day. I can hear this scream from a mother who showed up because her son had committed suicide in that house. It was a vacation home.
My gosh.
He had gone. It was. And it's just one of those things that, you know, when I heard the shriek, you knew something bad had happened. And then I found out. I bring this up because that stuck with me. I didn't even see anything, right? But I can remember mm-hmm. that moment. But here's a guy who does this investigation into a 13-year-old kid who was manipulated and then, you know, died by suicide. And he has to watch the video of this over and over as part of the investigation, right?
Correct. Yes. He had to watch this video that you mentioned. He had to watch many other just horrendous videos of children hurting themselves. And this goes back to what this online cult believes in, which is this very sick, satanic form of social Darwinism. And they essentially try to manipulate vulnerable young children into hurting themselves. And it's seen as a prize if in doing so, and sometimes recording it, posting it online. It's really sick and horrible. It's unimaginable. And this is what Pat was investigating and ultimately what ended his career in the FBI.
So I can't even imagine, you know, having to investigate things along those lines. You mentioned that there was a guy that was finally arrested as a leader of 764. I've never heard of this group. And if I have, I really haven't paid close attention. But you decided to call him in the aftermath of the shooting last week because there's some references in the manifesto of this shooter to this group, 764.
Yeah. So it appears based off of the writings in the manifesto and other writings posted on the internet that the shooter, Robin Westman, may have been a subscriber to this type of ideology. There's a group called the Order of Nine Angels or Angles, which appears to be related to 764. These are all of these different kind of online cults. And it appears that ultimately what's the through line ideology here is this idea of nihilism, this idea of just wanting the world to burn, that there's nothing to live for. And that appears to really read throughout many of the materials produced by the shooter in this scenario. And so that's why I called Pat, is because I wanted to know, why is this nihilism taking hold among so many young people in this country? What is going on, and what can we do? What can the FBI do to try to stop it?
And what was his answer there? Because, you know, one of the questions would be, where are they, right? How are they hiding? How do they decide what they do? And can we do anything to stop them? And a lot of this is all done online.
Yes. So the way Pat describes it is a lot of these people, these predators, they hang out in online chat groups, and they especially look for kids who are dealing with mental health problems. So they're looking into online chat groups where kids are talking about how they're really struggling with something, how they're going through something. And they try to then lure those kids out of the chat groups into one-on-one conversations. And that's ultimately where these predators look for victims. And so the way Pat describes it is, one, the most important thing that parents in particular need to be looking out for is just not being cavalier about their children's use of the internet, because there are all of these very scarable, very disturbed and sick people on there who potentially are looking to do harm.
Yeah, and as the parent of a 10-year-old, and, you know, I've navigated this with my kids who are older. They're in their 20s right now, and it was tough enough to do that 10 years ago or, you know, a little bit more than that. It's even more scary now because of all these things that are lurking out there. And in this particular case, this is quite a quote from Pat McMonagle. He says, "When I signed up to work in the FBI, I expected to be fighting terrorists whose ideologies were known and were waging a war against the U.S. and the West. But these faceless people online, to me, were more than terrorists." And that, for a guy that's worked in, you know, that line for decades, coming across a lot of bad people, that's quite a statement, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I asked Pat about that, actually. I'm like, what is it about these groups that made it so hard to investigate? And he said, it's just the pure evil. And that stuck with me a lot in talking to Pat about these issues. And what he witnessed and saw as an FBI agent is he just couldn't get over the pure evil of what this ideology is and what these people believe and what they try to do to the most vulnerable people in our society. And I'll also add that, you know, as you said, Pat he's been all over the world. He's literally survived bombs from enemy fire while stationed abroad trying to protect the United States. And yet it's this evil that he simply cannot shake.
So he seemed to indicate, if I'm interpreting this correctly in the conversation with you, that the FBI wasn't really doing well at tracking or at least even paying attention to groups like this. But he feels like maybe they've righted the ship and there's a little bit more focus on a group like this.
Yes, he said that he feels finally the FBI is really focusing and putting resources towards investigating these groups. Actually, they've created a new classification of a criminal. It's called a nihilistic violent extremist, or an NVE. And I think this classification is perhaps the first step in the signal that the FBI is really taking this issue seriously. They are looking to investigate and stop criminals who adhere to this type of nihilistic ideology, who just simply hold some of the most hateful, odious views that you can imagine across the political spectrum in every single way, and they just simply want to see the world burn. And now the FBI is really trying to investigate them and dedicate resources towards trying to stop this.
I'm guessing you watched the creepy video that came out before they pulled it down and just heard the narration from the killer, which is beyond bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I did.
Yeah. I mean, and you just, I don't know, you know, and I mentioned there's some questions about the parents. I don't know if you have opinions about the mom or the dad at this point. It seems to be a lot of questions about the mom because she approved the, you know, the change of name, but not a lot of focus on the dad. And I'm a little uncomfortable in putting, you know, blame on parents for kids that are doing crazy stuff, and we don't know all the facts at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know all the facts there, and I don't know everything about this person, about their family, and what's going on in that direction. The reason I did this story was simply because of this ideology. Having spoken to Pat previously, I knew that this was something, an area where he had expertise, and I really thought it was important for parents to know that this is out there and what they can do to try to protect their kids.
Well, good work as usual. You know, I'm a fan of the Free Press, so I like this because this is a completely different, you know, angle that I had not really even seen mentioned out there. So I appreciate you, Franny. Appreciate you coming on here on 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis to talk about it.
Thanks so much
me. Take care. I mentioned, you know, there was this back and forth. I got to see if I save this because sometimes what I do is I put these things in my reading list on my iPad and now I can't find it right away. But there was the, you know, kind of the back and forth from, I mentioned Andy Ngo, who has its NGO, who has a presence, pretty good presence on Twitter. And I know that he was kind of defending the mom. I'll have to find it. I think I'm going to take my break and come back because it was interesting because they were defending the mom and the mom had done some things in the past, I guess, maybe to try to get involved with her son's her son's mental illness. But I can't find it right now. So I'll take a break. I'll come back. Then we'll have Dwayne Patterson from hotair.com after the top of the hour. Then at 5:30 this evening, I mentioned this. This is another one of those creepy things. Brooke Branchin is the writer. She's a journalist from Wisconsin. Wrote about how some of the transgender stuff is going on and how evil that particular aspect of the culture wars really is. So that's coming up at 5:30. Plus an audio. Tuesday afternoon, we usually do this on a Monday and a Friday, but Frank Cusimano from KSDK is with us because we had the holiday yesterday. Frank, how are you on this fine Tuesday afternoon?
Mark, great to be with you. Are you ready for the single busiest week in the history of St. Louis sports?
I am. I bring it on because I'm very excited about football. But what makes this the single busiest week in St. Louis, Missouri sports? I must ask. I must inquire.
All right, so we have the Champions Tour event where the 80 best Champions golfers are going to be at Norwood Hills Country Club, everybody from Stuart Sink to Bernhard Langer. We have the NASCAR Cup Series event.
Oh, yeah.
These are the playoffs. It's going to be big. You know, this could determine the actual NASCAR Cup Series champion. We have Mizzou, Kansas. We had the Cardinals and their Hall of Fame weekend with Al Hrabowski. City SC is playing. I mean, it is absolutely wall-to-wall. I've told the lovely Monique, my first wife, take the week off because I'm out.
I love weeks like this, and I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell you last night, even though there was a college football game on that wasn't very compelling, Bill Belichick got his butt handed to him in that opener against TCU. But I did mention to my wife, and this is one of the great things about my wife, we're both such big football fans, and I watched a lot of college football over the weekend. But last night, and then tonight's another example, well, last night and Sunday night, not Tuesday night, the last Sunday and Monday night that we will not have an NFL game for months and months and months.
Beautiful.
And for football fans, that's a good feeling.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, just think about this. Thursday night, the Eagles, you know, begin their celebration of their Super Bowl by playing the Cowboys. Friday night, it's the vastly improved Chargers against the Chiefs. You got the Ravens on Sunday night, all those great games Sunday. I mean, it's the NFL's world. We are just living in it.
Let's talk, though, a little bit about Mizzou and the KU game. There'll be a lot of buildup to that. Obviously, Mizzou coming off a pretty good victory, but you got bad news, and we were worried about this on Friday. I mean, Sam Horn's injury is one thing, but Blake Craig, this kicker who was a stud, is out for the season. So we already know the answer on that, don't we?
Yeah, that is just brutal. It's just, you know, as a special teams coach, don't you emphasize with the valuable right leg that kicker has, please don't try to make a tackle. Come on, be careful. We need you. If they're going to score a touchdown, let them score a touchdown. We need you. It's just such a shame.
So is that what happened? Because I missed that. So he tries to make a play and a tackle, and that's where he gets hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's brutal. But I will say this. It's Kansas at the linebacker spot. So heading into last week's game against Wagner, they had two of their linebackers beat up. And then their best linebacker is named Kamara, who's from South Carolina. He got injured. So you don't want to go in facing Mizzou and Ahmad Hardy without your best linebacking crew. We'll see what this Jalen Daniels has. Not Jaden, but Jalen Daniels has for Kansas. He's really elusive, but he is prone to interceptions. He threw 12 of them last year.
What a full week of college football in week one it was, Frank. I mean, there's so many different games that you could point out. I mean, you had Ohio State, Texas. You had the huge upset of Florida State over Alabama.
Which, by the way, that did not surprise me at all.
Well, I want to just get the overall thoughts in general as to what was such a loaded week one of college football and maybe the piece or two that stood out to you the most.
Well, I think the takeaway is Alabama not showing up and not playing with passion and heart and not playing a full 60 minutes. I mean, Coach DeBoer is in big trouble if this thing doesn't turn around because they won't be patient with him in Alabama. And I think the Manning family should thank the Belichicks because now everybody is not talking about Arch. They're talking about Belichick's disastrous beginning. I mean, I don't know anybody who wasn't watching that game in the beginning. I mean, everybody was watching that. I said it before, this is the equivalent of, you know, Bill Belichick going to mediocre North Carolina, it would be like the Pope taking over at St. Mary Magdalene. I mean, and then he bombed.
Yeah, the thing about that Alabama game is that, you know, because I remember watching the start of the season last year, and I can't remember who they played in the first game where they were favored Florida
South
State.
Florida.
Wasn't it overseas? One of the games was overseas.
Oh, Florida State, Georgia Tech. Yes, Florida State played them in Ireland.
So they end up only winning two games after being ranked in the top 10 last year.
Yep.
When that game started, I told Becky when we were watching, I'm like, I would watch out for Florida State because they know exactly what's on the line and what the expectations are. And you can say what you will about Alabama and their performance, but it did not surprise me that Florida State, a team that was supposed to be a lot better than they were last year, stepped up and won. And, you know, and then the Texas-Ohio State game, that was about as boring as you could find out there. This Big Ten football.
That first half was just brutal. And it is a baptism under fire for Arch to face the defending national champion in their backyard. I think he's going to be okay. But, boy, that was tough on the kid.
What do you think about just the lack of experience? One thing that intrigues me this year regarding the field of college football is there's not a lot of experience at quarterback out there. I know you had the Clemson-LSU matchup, and there was a couple of experienced guys there. We know Illinois has an experienced guy in Luke Altmyer. But outside of that, there is a lot of green talent, and I think it creates a lot of parity. You don't really know at this point who is really a step ahead of everyone else. Would you agree, Frank?
Yeah, I think I read a stat where like 66% of the top like 15 teams have a new quarterback. So that speaks volumes, you know, including Mizzou about that. But I kind of like Mizzou's new quarterback. I'm so excited to see him, you know, playing against a team from a Power Four conference. Not a powerhouse, but I can't wait to see him against a big-time team.
I can't either, just because I thought he looked so composed. There was a rhythm to the offense. Drink has really emphasized getting off to a quick start, not only on the road games, but the home games. So I'm excited. Look, I think the line is like 6.5. Did you look, Frank?
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to call it. We're going to smoke these guys this weekend. How about that? That'll jinx them for sure, unfortunately. I'll talk to you on Friday. Thank you, Cusimano.
Okay, guys.
Take care. See you. Sue always asks me, and I'm always embarrassed by this, but she always requests for me to talk about my fantasy football draft, so I feel like I have to
do
that. Yeah, every Monday she's like, how did your fantasy team go, and right soon. So, but I do have to tell Ethan this story because I'm only in two leagues. I was in three the past few years. I got out of the neighborhood one. I just felt like I couldn't give attention to three. So I'm coming off a victory in this league, my first ever fantasy football victory after doing it for decades and decades. And I get to keep Jaden Daniels as a keeper. I drafted him in like the ninth round last year. And I had Saquon Barkley. Those were the two that I rode to the Super Bowl victory.
It's a good duo.
So I had the third pick in a keeper league, and Saquon was sitting there up for the taking as the best player. I could have gone with CeeDee Lamb, and I can't remember who else was out there. But I took Saquon. I end up with T. Higgins and Marvin Harrison Jr., as my main wide receivers. I got Zach Ertz as a tight end, you know, a couple other players. But you know what my draft grade was? Now, mind you, I won this damn league last year. My draft grade was the worst of everyone who drafted last night, a D-, saying that I would only win three games.
Well, Mark, you're familiar with how these tend to go.
Yes.
Usually if you get a bad grade,
you do pretty
because
well.
They're never accurate, means you're probably in a good spot. No, so I'd be excited about that D-.
I'm
grade.
Pretty sure I got an A in one of my drafts last year, and I only won three games in that other league. Right, so I know how that goes. And Sue, always thank you for asking about fantasy football, because I never know how to squeeze it in here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.